Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all of the Blog Talk Radioers and the YouTubers. It's good to have you with us today.
The Blog Talk Radioers and the YouTubers. Good to have you with us today.
Sounds like we're having a police chase right outside the window. I think the motorcycle just won. Interesting. Right in the middle of Read the Word. Here we go. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good to have you with us. You know, we're glad to have you a part of this on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. Any way we can be a blessing to you. You got a suggestion for it? Shoot me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. And we really want to hear from you. Those of you who are our Read the Word friends, I encourage you to send us a picture of you. Email it and let us know who you are and where you are and how you are. And we're going to make a board right there on that wall. That'll be our partner board. And we'll pray for you while you pray for us and our blessing to us. Read the Word is a really great program. It's a playlist on YouTube, on my personal YouTube channel, Samuel J. Cottle is my name. You go there and search playlist. Go to the homepage on YouTube. Click on playlist and you'll see Read the Word. And then when you get there, there's a little plus box over on the left-hand side. Click that plus, and it'll add it to your library in your YouTube app and make it so you can go there every day and be a part of that. It starts in Genesis 1, and we'll run all the way through the last chapter of Revelation. We've been saying it all year. Remember this. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created." And the last verse, Revelation 22:21, says, "May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." And all the rest of us are between those two verses. And that's what we're doing. God creating and filling us with his grace. Jesus, by the name. Today, we've got Ezra and the folks returning to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. And it's interesting because we read the first 6 chapters of Ezra, and then we read Esther, and now we're going to finish Ezra, which is interesting when it comes to the chronological order of the Bible. And I hope you're enjoying that as much as we are. Honestly, if you know somebody that wants to get to know who God is, send them to this program. Not because it's us, not because it's we're doing it, but there's a very powerful anointing for the Word of God to make sense and to know who Jesus is. And so we encourage you tonight to share this with everybody. It'll be a blessing in Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's pray our opening prayer, and then we'll get started here today. Now, for those of you, it's on Blog Talk Radio. You'll find it in the comments of the program, the notes. And then for you that's with us right here on YouTube, you can see it now. I learned how to click that share button. Here we go. Pray this with me. Father, thank you for Jesus' blood. It gives me access to come boldly to your throne of grace and help. We pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, that's a serious number of credentials. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance to this time of ministry, that all of our lives will be changed forever by the word of God, so that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, here we go. Ezra chapter 7. And then when we're finished, we'll receive the communion elements together. Welcome to Sunday morning, 25 September. Wow. Where did the time go this year? It's been flying by. And I think one of the reasons it's been flying is Blog Talk Radio right here. Here we go. Ezra chapter 7. Now, after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Seraiah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah. Now, that's three generations of ancestors. Hilkiah was a high priest under David, I believe. He was one of the high priests. Hilkiah. High priest. Isn't that who he was? Wasn't that who he was? I have a Bible scholar that sits right across from me over here. Anyways, she got that look like, don't put me on the spot. I ain't telling nobody nothing. Verse 2. The son of Shalom, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Mariah, the son of Zerahiah, the son of Uzi, the son of Buki, the son of Abishua, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. So now what they did is they took that lineage all the way back to Aaron, you know, like Aaron and Hur, Moses. I love it. And there, you can document this writing with the historical records of that day. That's God. That's how he is. And this was written about 450 years before Jesus was on this earth. I am in verse 6. I've got to do better than this because I'll be here all night. This Ezra came up from Babylon, and he was skilled scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. The king, that's Artaxerxes, granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. Some of the children of Israel, the priests, the Levites, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the Nethinim came up to Jerusalem in the seventh year of King Artaxerxes. So you can see the exact point in history when this happened. It's not difficult. It's not a difficult thing to see. Seventh year of Artaxerxes. Verse 8, Ezra came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was on the seventh year of the king. On the first day of the first month, he began his journey from Babylon. And on the first day of the fifth month, he came to Jerusalem. It took him 4 months to get there, according to the good hand of his God upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. So it's like Brother James. Don't just be a hearer of the word. Be a doer.
Amen.
Amen. You might want to even underline that like that. And then just write right in your Bible, James. And I don't know what chapter that is, but we'll find it. James chapter 2 something. Verse 11. This is the copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes gave Ezra the priest, the scribe, the excerpt. Expert in the words of the commandments of the Lord and of his statutes to Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law of the God of heaven, perfect peace, and so forth. I don't know how to talk God talk, but hey, and so forth. I issue a decree that all of those people of Israel and the priests and the Levites in my realm who volunteer to go up to Jerusalem may go with you. And whereas you are being sent by the king and his seven counselors to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem with regard to the law of your God, which is in your hand. And whereas you carry the silver and gold, which the king and his counselors have freely offered to the God of Israel, whose dwelling is in Jerusalem. And whereas all the silver and gold that you may find in all the province of Babylon, along with the freewill offering of the people and the priest, are to be freely offered for the house of their God in Jerusalem. Therefore, be careful to buy with this money bulls, rams, and lambs with their grain offerings and their drink offerings, and offer them on the altar of the house of your God in Jerusalem. Whatever seems good to you and your brethren to do with the rest of the silver and gold, do it according to the will of your God. That's pretty big. Coming from the king who's king of all the earth right then. Also, the articles that are given to you for the service of the house of your God, deliver in full before the God of Jerusalem. And whatever more may be needed for the house of your God, which you may have occasion to provide, pay for it from the king's treasury. You know what you call this? An unlimited budget.
Yeah, there you go. And it was.
And it was. Verse 21. And I, Artaxerxes the king, issue a decree to all the treasurers who are in the region beyond the river, that whatever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of God of heaven, may require of you, let it be done diligently. So this is a no-limit budget.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. 22, up to 100 talents of silver, 100 cores of wheat, 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of oil, and salt without prescribed limit. Whatever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of the Lord God of heaven. For why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons? I'm doing it, God. I'm doing it. Also, we inform you that it shall not be lawful to impose tax, tribute, or custom on any of the priests, Levites, singers, gatekeepers, Nethinim, or servants of the house of God. And that's the way it's supposed to be today.
Yeah.
Here in the United States of America. Now, the pastors don't have to pay tax, but the rest of you Nethinim, you got to pay tax. 25, and you, Ezra, according to your God-given wisdom, set magistrates and judges who may judge all the people who are in that region beyond the river, and all such as know the laws of your God and teach those who do not know them. Whoever will not observe the law of your God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily on him, whether it be death or banishment or confiscation of goods or imprisonment. Hello. Pay attention to the king. Now, 27. Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, who has put such a thing as this in the king's heart to beautify the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, and has extended mercy to me before the king and his counselors and before all the king's mighty princes. So I was encouraged as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, and I gathered leading men of Israel to go up with me. Chapter 8. This is good. Don't you just love reading the Bible?
I do.
These are the heads of their fathers' houses, and this is the genealogy of those who went up with me from Babylon. Woo, here we go. In the reign of King Artaxerxes. I mean, his name is easy to say. But some of these other people, they got some names.
They've got some names.
The son of Phinehas, Gershom. The sons of Ithmar, Daniel. Of the sons of David, Hattush. Of the sons of Shechaniah. Of the sons of Perash, Zechariah. And registered with him were 150 males, whose names are not listed. Thank you, Jesus. And of the sons of Pahath-Moab, Eliehoenai, the son of Zeruiah, and with him 200 males. And thank you, Lord. I love this. The sons of Shechaniah, Ben Jehaziel, with him 300 males. The sons of Aden, Ebed, the sons of Jonathan, and with him 50 males. Of the sons of Elam, Jeshaiah, the son of Athaliah, and with him 70 males. The sons of Shephatiah, Zebediah, the sons of Michael, and with him 80 males. And the sons of Joab, Obadiah, the son of Jehiel, and with him 218 males. Of the sons of Shelomith, Ben Josephiah, with him 160 males. Of the sons of Bebai, Zechariah, the son of Bebai, and with him 28 males. Of the sons of Azgad, Johanan, the son of Hakatan, and with him 110 males. Of the last sons of Adonikam, whose names are these, Eliphelet, Jehiel, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 males. Also of the sons of Bigvai, Uthai, and Zebud, and with them 70 males. We got them all numbered. I don't know how many the number was. Did you keep record?
No.
15. Now I gathered them by the river that flows to Ahava, and we camped there 3 days. And I looked among the people and the priests and found none of the sons of Levi there. Then I sent for Eleazar, Ariel, Shemaiah, Elnathan, Jerob, Elnathan. You got two of those guys. Nathan, Zechariah, Meshullam, leaders, also for Joiarib, and El Nathan, men of understanding. I gave them a command for Edo, the chief man of that place, Casiphia. And I told them what they should say to Edo and his brethren, the Nethinim, at the place Casiphia, that they should bring us servants for the house of our God. Then, by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a man of understanding of the sons of Mali, sons of Levi, the sons of Israel, namely Sherebiah, with his sons and brothers, 18 men. And Hashabiah, and with him Jeshaiah, the sons of Merari, his brothers and their sons, 20 men. Also of the Nethinim, whom David and the leaders had appointed for the service of the Levites, 220 Nethinim, all of them were designated by name, and we're glad that we don't have to read them.
I guess.
21. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God, to seek from him the right way for us and our little ones and all our possessions. For I was ashamed to request of the king an escort of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy on the road, because we had spoken to the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all those for good who seek him, but his power and his wrath are against all those who forsake him. So we fasted and entreated our God for this, and he answered our prayer. So he's saying that I just told the king God's protection is on us, and then I'm going to ask him to send an army. So I'm not going to do it. Let's fast and pray. That's where you and I should be.
Yeah.
Brother Dan gave his testimony the other day about that. I've been saying for a number of years that we ought to be able to just fill our tank up and then just keep driving on it by fishes and loads, by multiplying the gas that's in the tank. What difference does it make how much gas is if you don't have to stop?
Right. Yeah.
And he had driven all day and stopped and filled his fuel tank up, and all he could get was $40 worth of fuel.
Well, hallelujah. That's awesome.
And if I told the story wrong, Dan, I didn't mean to. Just make sure you tell me so I can tell it right. But it was a miracle just like that.
That is. That's awesome.
I mean, if you think about that. You and I, as just people, and we use our faith and the car never runs out of fuel. You drive a semi, your semi never runs out of fuel. You own a gas station and they fill the tanks up and they never run out of fuel. There's no reason why God wouldn't do that to bless you and take care of that community and to make you wealthy.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, make it automatically happen? I don't know how you do that. But you can go to him and say, no, wait, I see this in your word. I want to experience it. No, wait, so that I can establish your covenant on this earth.
Amen.
I'm not going to just do it to make you a rich man, make you fat and sassy and cocky and arrogant. That's not God. He ain't going to do that. But to establish his covenant, Leanne read me tonight, the story of a lady that was given a welding business. The first year made $1 million. They gave it to her. Back to the Bible. You're not supposed to say amen. You're supposed to hold the sign up and read the word. We hope that you enjoy this program as much as we enjoy bringing it to you. Here we go. Ezra 8:24. I'm really close to just being able to keep reading. I separated the 12 of the leaders of the priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brethren with them, and weighed out to them the silver, the gold, the articles, the offering for the house of our God, which the king and his counselors and his princes and all Israel who were present had offered. I weighed into their hands 650 talents of silver, silver articles weighing 100 talents, 100 talents of gold. It's a serious amount of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Right. 20 gold basins worth 1,000 drachmas and 2 vessels of fine polished bronze, precious as gold. I said to them, you are holy to the Lord. Now, get what this priest is saying.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he's actually a scribe. You are holy to the Lord. The articles are holy also. And the silver and gold are a freewill offering to the Lord God of your fathers. Watch and keep. 2 commands. Watch and keep them until you weigh them before the leaders of the priests and the Levites in the hands of the fathers' house of Israel in Jerusalem in the chambers of the house of the Lord. So the priests, the Levites, received the silver and the gold and the articles by weight to bring them to Jerusalem, to the house of our God. Now, we just read it took them 4 months to get there. They had a trip to make.
Yeah.
And you had to survive all the bandits and everything else. But Psalm 91, the angels of the Lord surround and protect you and keep you safe in all your ways. If God's telling you to go back and build a temple, he's not going to let you be overthrown. 31. Then we departed from the river Ahava on the 12th day of the first month. Huh?
What about
that's your birthday? Well, hallelujah. To go to Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was upon us. And he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and from ambush along the road. Well, glory be to God. On my birthday, we're going to celebrate rebuilding the temple.
Amen.
And the kickoff of the trip. So we came to Jerusalem and stayed there 3 days. On the 4th day, the silver and the gold and the articles were weighed in the house of our God by the hand of Merimoth, the son of Uriah, the priest, and with him was Eleazar, the son of Phinehas, with him the Levites, Jozabad, the son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, the son of Benui, with the number and the weight of everything. All the weight was written down at that time. Children of those who had been carried away captive, who had come from the captivity, offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel, 12 bulls for all Israel, 96 rams.
Wow.
This is getting to be a big offering. 70 lambs, 12 male goats as a sin offering. All this was burnt offering to the Lord. And they delivered the king's orders to the king's satraps and governors in the region beyond the river. So they gave support to the people and the house of God. Isn't that powerful how God did that?
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 9. Uh-oh. intermarriage with pagans.
Just don't go there.
Wakest thine self awake. When these things were done, the leaders came to me saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the land with respect to the abominations of the Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Jebusites, Ammonites, Moabites, Egyptianites, and the Amorites. For they have taken some of their daughters as wives for themselves and their sons, so that the holy seed is mixed with the people of those lands. Indeed, the hand of the leaders and rulers has been foremost in this trespass. The
wow.
hand of the leaders and rulers.
Wow.
So when I heard this thing, I tore my garment, my robe, and plucked out some of the hair of my head and beard. And sat down astonished. Now, I don't know if I should even say anything, but I can't imagine being so perplexed that I'm going to start snatching off my beard and my head. Maybe I'm just more of a sinner. I've sat down astonished at people's sins many times, but I've never pulled my hair out of my... Let's keep reading. I will grow in God. Then everyone who trembled at the words of the God of Israel assembled to me because of the transgression of those who had been carried away captive, and I sat astonished until the evening service. All right. At the evening sacrifice, I arose from my fasting, and having torn my garment and my robe, I fell on my knees and spread out my hands to the Lord my God. And I said, oh my God, I am too ashamed and humiliated to lift up my face to you, my God. For our iniquities have risen higher than our heads, and our guilt has grown up to the heavens. Since the day of our fathers to this day, we've been very guilty for our iniquities. We, our kings, our priests, have been delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands, to the sword, to captivity, to plunder, to humiliation, as it is this day. And I understand his level of frustration, because I've been that frustrated at times with people. It's like,
yeah.
How do you continually go that way? How do you do that? And not care. I mean, I understand not understanding how to be free, and you're still fighting that battle. But don't ever stop fighting. We will never judge you, no matter where you're at, no matter what your sin is. But fight it. Don't just surrender to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And I mean, like, fight it. Serious fight it. And shut down the mouth of everybody and open up this book so you can fight and win. And if you don't know how, call me, because we know how to fight and win. Have a house that's holy. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and now for a little while, grace has been shown from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape, to give us a peg in his holy place, that our God may enlighten your eyes and give us a measure of revival in our bondage. For we were slaves. Yet our God did not forsake us in our bondage. He extended mercy to us in the sight of the king of Persia to revive us, to repair the house of our God, to rebuild its ruins, to give us a wall in Judah and Jerusalem. And now, O our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken your commandments, which you commanded by your servants, the prophets, saying, the land which you are entering to possess is an unclean land. Wow. With the uncleanness of the people of the lands and with their abomination, which have filled it from one end to another with their impurity. Therefore, do not give your daughters as wives for their sons, nor take their daughters to your sons. And never seek their peace or prosperity, that you may be strong the good of the land and leave as an inheritance to your children forever. 3 points. You may be strong, eat the good of the land, and leave an inheritance to your children. 13, and after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great guilt, since you, our God, have punished us less than our iniquities deserve and have given us such deliverance as this, should we again break your commandments and join in marriage with people committing these abominations? Would you not be angry with us until you had consumed us so that there would be no remnant or survivor? O Lord God of Israel, you are righteous, for we are left as a remnant as it is this day. Here we are before you in our guilt, though no one can stand before you because of this. Chapter 10. Well, this is the end. Here we go. Now, while Ezra was praying, and while he was confessing, weeping, and bowing down before the house of God, a very large assembly of men, women, and children gathered to him from Israel, for the people wept very bitterly. And Shechaniah, the son of Jael, one of the sons of Elam, spoke up and said to Ezra, we have trespassed against our God and have taken pagan wives from the peoples of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel in spite of this. Therefore, let us make a covenant with our God to put away all these wives and those who have been born to them, according to the advice of my master and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God. And let it be done according to the law. Arise, for this matter is your responsibility.
Oh.
We also are with you. Be of good courage and do it. Ezra rose and made the leaders of the priests and the Levites and all Israel swear an oath that they would do according to the word. So they swore an oath. Ezra rose up from before the house of God and went into the chamber of Jehohanan, the son of Eliashib. And when he came there, he ate no bread and drank no water, for he mourned because of the guilt of those from the captivity. And he issued a proclamation through Judah and Jerusalem to all the descendants of the captivity that they must gather at Jerusalem, and that whoever would not come within 3 days, according to the instruction of the leaders and the elders, all his property would be confiscated.
Wow.
He himself would be separated from the assembly of those from the captivity. Verse 9.
He's not messing around.
All the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered at Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the ninth month, on the 20th day of the month. That's just a couple of days ago. And all the people sat in the open square of the house of God, trembling because of this matter and because of the heavy rain. Ezra the priest stood up and said to them, you have transgressed, have taken pagan wives, adding to the guilt of Israel. Therefore, make confession to the Lord God of your fathers and do his will. Separate yourselves from the people of the land and from the pagan wives. All the assembly answered and said with a loud voice, yes. As you have said, so we must do. There are many people. This is a season for heavy rain. We are not able to stand outside. Nor is this the work of 1 or 2 days, for there are many of us who have transgressed in this matter. Please let the leaders of our entire assembly stand, and let all those in our cities who have taken pagan wives come at an appointed time, together with the elders and the judges of their cities, until the fierce wrath of our God is turned away from us in this matter. Only Jonathan, the son of Asahel, and Jehaziah, the son of Tikva, opposed this, and Mishalem and Shabbatai, the Levite, gave them support. Then the descendants of the captivity did so. Ezra the priest, with certain heads of the father's households, were set apart by the father's households, each of them by name, and they sat down in the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. By the first day of the first month, they finished questioning all the men who had taken pagan wives. Among the sons of the priesthood taking pagan wives, the following were found of the sons of Jeshua, the sons of Josedek, and his brothers: Maaseiah, Eleazar, Jerob, and Gedaliah. And they gave their promise that they would put away their wives, and being guilty, they presented a ram of the flock as their trespass offering. The sons of Immer, Hanani, and Zebadiah. Of the sons of Harim, Maaseiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jehiel, and Uzziah. Of the sons of Pashur, Eleonai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nathaniel, Josabad, Elisa. Also of the sons of the Levite, Josabab, Shimei, Keliah, the name is Kelita, Pethahiah, Judah, and Eleazar. Also of the singers, Eliashab, and of the gatekeepers, Shalem, Talem, and Uri, and others of Israel, of the sons of Parash, Ramiah, Jeziah, Malchiah, Mijam, Eleazar, Malchijah, Benaiah, of the sons of Elam, Mattaniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, Abdi, Jeremoth, and Eliah. Of the sons of Zatu, Eliashib, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Jeremoth, Zabad, and Azizah. The sons of Bebai, Jehonan, Hananiah, Zabai, and Athli. Of the sons of Bani, Meshulam, Malak, and Adiah, Jeshub, Sheol, and Ramoth. Of the sons of Pehath Moab, Adna, Chilau, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattaniah, Baziel, Benui, and Manasseh. Of the sons of Hiram, Eleazar, Ishijah, Malchijah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Maluk, and Shemariah. Of the sons of Hashem, Mattani, Matata, Zabad, Eliphelet, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shimei, of the sons of Bani, Maadai, Amram, Uel, Benaiah, Bediah, Shaluah, Vaiah, Merimoth, Eliashab, Mattani, Jesei, Bani, Benui, Shimei, Shelemiah, Nathan, Adiah, Macned, by Sheshai, Sherai, Azrael, Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalem, Amariah, Joseph. And then you just throw a simple one in, just Joseph. Of the sons of Nebo, Jeiah, Mathaliah, there he goes, Zabad, Zebina, Jadai, Joel, and Benaiah. All these had taken pagan wives, and some of them had wives by whom they had children.
Wow.
And that's the end of the book of Ezra.
Huh.
I just want more information.
I know. Another cliffhanger.
Well, and there you have it. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. And as you can see, these people were serious about getting rid of the sin in their midst. I mean, if you're going to go so serious to put away means to get rid of them.
Yeah.
They didn't kill them. The wife and the children went away. Like Abraham did to Ishmael and
Hagar.
Way too many names. Hagalai Senai Tiburica. And you and I see in the day that we live in the day of grace. So God's mercy and grace covers many things. Not that God wouldn't tell somebody to, go away. I don't know that God would break up a family in our day. But you got to walk with God, and you got to do what's right in the sight of God. I remember Dr. Summerall had a message. He said he was preaching one time, and afterwards he said this couple come up, and he said they were all happy and excited, and tears were in their eyes, and they were like, Dr. Summerall, we're going to go home and get divorced. And he's like, why are you so happy? And then like, well, we had an affair and we got married, and then the other couples, they had an affair and they got married, and we got married, and all of us got kids, but we're going to go home and make this right. And he said, how stupid can you be that after all of these different families and relationships, and now you have children, that you're going to do that? No. What we just read, it's a very interesting thought process. And remember, we got to remember there's a difference between the Old Testament covenant and the New Testament covenant.
Yeah.
God was in heaven coming down upon you. God lives on the inside of you and me.
Yeah.
And so, most of all, walk with God. Most of all, walk with God. And remember, as soon as you're born again, old things have passed away and all things have become new. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to read that. I want to read that because...
And do not get married
yeah.
to someone that God has not brought to you like these yeah. people did. It would have saved them so much.
Well, I think the other side of that is they knew. But why don't you get this?
Yeah,
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, 17-21. So that's what happens when you're born again. He's a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. All things are of God, who has reconciled, made us one with the Father, to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So everywhere we go, we're to be reconciling people to Christ. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their sins against them. This is a very, very, very important thing to get, this verse. God does not impute your sins and trespasses against you. And then he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Then Paul, by the Holy Spirit, says, now then, having said all of that, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he, God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to become the sin sacrifice for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. When you receive Jesus, you become his righteousness. And then our responsibility is going to all the world and preach the gospel and help people find God. I mean, I know people that are married to pagans and got born again. And God's like, you're not going to do pagan sacrifices and all that kind of stuff like they people would do. But and until you send your peace and it no longer rests, You need to, I could teach and preach right now for quite a while, and this is Sunday, so, and this is Read the Word. So, glad to have you with us. Join me again sometime, question and answer session, and we'll talk about that for about 2 hours. Right now, we're going to receive communion, because that's what we always do here on Sunday morning. So, maybe you've never received communion online. Now's your day. You're going to do it now. You might say, yeah, but Pastor, I don't know whether I can do that or not. Yes, you can. According to the word. Now, not according to biblical doctrine, not according to church denominational doctrine, but according to the Bible, anytime the communion elements are shared, you have every access and right to be able to receive them with the body of Christ. You, say this with me. I am the body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
So when we take the juice and the bread, the body of Christ, and we break it and receive it, if you are in the body of Christ, it's welcome for you. Now, I've taken it in Baptist Church, Methodist Church, Lutheran Church, Episcopal Church, Catholic Church, taking communion in a lot of places. And then I have been refused communion in a lot of places because I wasn't a member of their church. And which to me is like, it was the stupidest thing. I'm a pastor of a church, but you're going to tell me, no, I can't take communion with you. Somebody has something missing somewhere. Because that's not our God. If you sin, don't run from these elements. Come repenting of your sins and receive the elements. Okay, I'm preaching and I'm going to read the word. You ready? Well, how we're going to do it? I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to pray the prayer of salvation. Give you 2 minutes of instruction. Receive the elements. Here we go. These are the New Testament verses Jesus gave to Paul about communion. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he blessed it and broke it, he said, this is my body. Wait, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. That's what you're doing. You're proclaiming his redemptive work and the fact that it's working in your life. Now, here's the process. Verse 28, let a man examine himself. You examine you. I examine me. And then pray and let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. This is your answer if you're sinning. It's not your problem. And the church has told people to run away. Stay away from church if you sinned on the day of communion because you will drink damnation to your soul. And it's just the opposite. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. Because there is no fear in love. Torment, trauma, I bind you and I command your power to release. Sorcery, you release these people and let them walk with God. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the blood, by the power of the Holy Spirit living on the inside, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now, what do we do now, Pastor? We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. If you've never made Jesus Lord of your life, you have to pray the prayer of salvation. People say, well, how do you judge yourself? Simple. You look in your life and say, I need you, God, to fill my life. You just judged yourself and made yourself worthy to receive the blood of Jesus. So I want everybody to pray this prayer with me. Prayer of salvation. Prayer of rededication. Or the prayer of, thank you, Jesus, I walk with you. Here we go. I'll pray it. Sister Leanne will pray it. you follow along with her. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Now here's your part in mine. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your
filling
righteousness.
Filling every part of my
filling
life.
Filling every part of me.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness
fill
of God.
Me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
so
Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
pray
of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and language. Live a successful life. As a
life.
Believer every day.
As a believer
I
every
pray
day.
This in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray
name.
This in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. I want to take this righteousness of communion across the whole world. And we are 46 different nations of the world teaching this very doctrine. Everywhere you go, you teach it. Share communion with everybody you know. Seriously. This ain't about no denomination. This is about you and Jesus. Oh, I'm going to preaching.
Amen.
This is what just happened inside of me. You just said, I receive you, Jesus, all of your love, mercy, grace, and righteousness filling me. When you fill this bottle up all the way, you can't put anything more in. Right? It's full. It's going to spill on my Bible, spill on my computer, and then everybody's not going to be happy, mainly me. So when you just said, I want you to fill me all the fullness of God, there's no room for anything else.
Yeah,
the seed of God has now been placed within you. You have now been transformed from the kingdom of darkness into light. You have, we just read it. You are a new creation. That's why on the inside you just feel like, woo! Or, you know, whatever your experience, your expression of it is. And God has made you new. What's your challenge? Got to get this trained to match the word of God. Because the spirit of religion has duped the world into believing you can look good, sound good, act good. And it's no big deal if you're not good. And that's not God. It is a big deal if you're not good. You must be good and you must be righteous. And God will give you the power. Shoot me an email. Right down there in the comments in the notes section. And we'll be glad to help you walk with God. All of you, YouTube and Facebook and Blog Talk Radio, shoot me a picture in the email of you and your family so we can know who you are and pray with you.
Amen.
And believe God for you. Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Hold your elements up and we'll receive them together. Pray this with me. Father, let's see. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion.
Jesus,
with
you,
Lord.
You were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
The chastisement for my peace.
And by your stripes, Lord. I am healed.
By your stripes, I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my willpower, and my emotions.
In my mind, my willpower, and my emotions.
There's nothing missing, nothing broken.
There's nothing missing and nothing broken.
Because you live inside of me.
Because you live inside of me.
Every joint is supplying in my body.
Every joint is supplying in my body.
And in the body of Christ.
And in the body of Christ.
In my community.
In my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
Read the word.
Read the word.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the broken body of our Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We choose to walk with you.
Amen.
Now we lift up a cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life
in
forever.
My life forever.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for
and
it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly
to the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has to pass over.
Every sin has to pass over.
Every sickness must pass over.
Every sickness must pass
over. And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down.
By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the
and there's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
In my life.
In my life.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always
the
be
glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty
in
name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive them. Blood of the Lord Jesus. If you're wondering about my communion cup, Solo made it just for me.
Mm-hmm.
Though your sins were like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow when you add the blood of Jesus. And they're in every store.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to go to the communion store to get my cup. And I've used them in truck stops and motorcycle gatherings and bars and restaurants. Don't know if I've ever used them in a church. Used them everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a blessing. Well, that's our program for today. Glad to have you with us. Share this program with everybody. I keep telling myself I'm going to do this. And because I keep forgetting, I'm going to do it right now in front of you because I want to make sure everybody sees this. When you go to YouTube and you want to search Samuel J. Cotto, all right, and let's see. Wait a minute. I'm getting there. I'm going to do this because I want everybody to be able to see it. There you go. So then this is what my YouTube homepage looks like. See how it says videos and playlist? Click on the playlist. And you're going to see all kinds of playlists there. Okay. And I got a bunch of them. So then scroll down through it until you find the one that says read the word. And when you find it, then click on it. So there it is. It says, read the word. Now you click on it. And then, hey, where's the little box? Oh, I'd have to do it with your phone because it's my channel. So, I'm already subscribed. I'm trying to show you guys how to do this. All right. And I keep thinking about it, and I want to put it in a video, but If I don't bring myself to this point, then I'll do it again next time, and I don't want to do that. I want you to be able to see. So now, there you go, same as they call YouTube. When you find one of my videos, all you got to do is find one. Then just click on my name. There, now it's the same. You can see we're actually live there. So click on the word playlist. There it goes. Now we're getting there. And then scroll on down till you see read the word. There it is. There, that's what I wanted you to see. You see over there right above the P, there's a little plus box. If you click that plus box, you'll get a check mark. And that will add this playlist to your YouTube library. Now, I'm sure my wife has had it checked before, but she unchecked it just so that I could see it.
I'm sure.
I know she did, because we were doing this the other day, learning how to do it. So then when you go to your library, you just click on this little button down here in the corner. It says library. And then you'll notice that as you go down, it'll show you playlist. And there will be the playlist, read the word. And then whenever you're ready in the morning, just click that playlist on your YouTube channel, and it'll always be right there. And every time we update a new video, just like tonight, it'll go right into this playlist, and it'll automatically be there for you to be able to listen to. You can send this to one of your family members, and they literally can start in Genesis right now and binge watch, as they say, or determined watch all of it and catch right up to us. It's a powerful thing. Like, subscribe, and hit the bell so that every time we're live, you're with us. Most of all, thanks for being our friends, partners, all of you around the world. We love you. Communicate with us. We want to know who you are so we can bless you by name. In Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
You.
And Jesus
is Lord.
See you soon.